Okay, everybody, very exciting. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Beis. Mazel tov to all the Mesayimim from Mesachus Ksuvos. And even if you didn't finish Mesachus Ksuvos and you're just jumping into Daf Yomi right now, so always a good time to jump in. And definitely for an exciting Mesachta like Nedarim. Now, Nedarim immediately will jump out at you. Is a little bit different than other Mesachtas and Shas, primarily because of the commentaries that are on the Masechta. As you'll notice right away, we have the Ran on the left side, on the outside of the Daf, and Rashi on the inside. Now, the two things about that is, first of all, if you're looking for Tosos, Tosos does exist. It is on the side of your Gemara. But the primary commentary that we're going to be using is the Ran. And Rashi, interestingly enough, is probably not Rashi. The Achronim already point out that, based on a couple of proofs and stuff, that it's probably not Rashi. Although the Shita Mekubetzis and others do quote Rashi on the Masechta, the Achronim really do point out that this is not Rashi. But okay, either way, we'll call it Rashi, or the Mefarish, as the Beis Yosef calls it. But either way, let's get into the Masechta. Now, Nedarim, the Ran already, the beginning of the Masechta points out that there are two types of Nedarim. Before we get to the different types of Nedarim, we should probably point out and mention why Nedarim is here in Seder Nashim. Nedarim, the halachos of taking a neder apply to men and women equally. So two most likely answers are, A, since we had Perek Hamadir in Ksubis, so it comes after that, even though Hamadir was kind of in the middle of the Masechta, but okay. And the other one is probably most poshut answer, is because the whole concept of Nedarim is phrased in the context of a father annulling his daughter's vows and a husband annulling his wife's vows, right, at the beginning of Parshas Matos. So probably because that's the way it's structured in the Torah, right, that's why Rebbe put it in Seder Nashim. But either way, Mesechta Nedarim, there, as I pointed out, as I kind of jumped the gun a little bit, there are two types of Nedarim. There's a nether that someone can take to make something for Hekdesh. Makes, as the Ran, top line, the Ran points out, right, there's a nether that a person gives to Hekdesh, gives to the Beis HaMikdash. He's going to give his cow, his house, his car, whatever, to the Beis HaMikdash. And then there's a nether called the nether Isser. A person assers something on himself or on someone else, etc. This Mesechta is primarily the latter, is almost entirely the latter. We'll talk about Nedarim for Isser, right? The Nedarim of Hekdesh is already in Seder Kutchim. So we're not going to talk about the first one. So we'll talk primarily about when a person takes a neder, says, you're not allowed to benefit from me, I'm not allowed to benefit from you, I can't use your car, I can't use your this, I can't use your food, etc. I can't use this item, v'chuli v'chuli. And we'll get to all the possible permutations of that. Towards the end of the Masechta, we'll talk about the aforementioned father annulling his daughter's vows, the husband annulling his wife's vows. And the Masechta is pretty linear, right? Again, coming off of Ksubis, we have Shas Katan, right? We're all over the place with different topics until kind of like, you know, pretty serious Dine Mamonos towards the end, last couple of Prakim. But either way, that was Ksubis really bounces around. Nedarim is almost, you know, almost entirely focused on the concept of Neder and very, very, very linear. So we'll do that for the next approximately, I forget how long, that's like 3 months. Yeah, I guess it looks like about 3 months or so, as a little bit shorter than Ksubis, but it's a shem. Well, let's dive in. So the Mishnah says, and the Mishnah is going to explain, that to take a nether, right, there's a standard way to say a nether, right? This item is usher to me. That's a standard way to take a nether. Another way to take a nether is, this item is a korban to me, which is, this item is cherem, or this item is konam, this item is a korban to me. That is usher to you, meaning implying that whatever you're talking about is usher to you. You're not allowed to benefit from it. And then there are other phrases, which we're going to mention in the Mishnah, just to tell you what it means before we get there. A kinui is like slang. A kinui is a slang for that phrase that we just said, and we'll have to give some examples of what that is. That's coming later. It's not in this Mishnah. It's a later Mishnah on Daf Yud, maybe. I don't remember. And then there's something called Yados. Yad is obviously not a hand. It means that basically that you cut off the phrase in the middle, right? That something is usher to me. Or you would say normally, this car is usher to me. But you would, I guess you would cut that off. You wouldn't say the entire phrase. You'd say, this car is, or something to that effect. Obviously, we have to clarify exactly what's going on. And the whole reason that that would be legitimate, right? Normally, if you say half a phrase, if you say half a bracha, if you say, Hare At Mekudeshes, so obviously that, or Hare At, you know, that doesn't work. Why does that work by Nedarim? So we'll see later in the Masechta that by Nedarim, Dvarim Shevalev Havyan Dvarim, the things that are in the heart. Usually we say whatever a person had in mind, if he didn't verbalize it, so it's not halakhically legitimate. But in Nedarim, Dvarim Shevalev Havyan Dvarim, that things that a person has in mind are legitimate. So therefore, if a person says half a phrase, that's how it could theoretically be usher, because whatever he intended, if it's clear what he intended, so then that would have legitimacy. Okay, let's do the Mishnah. Yeah, and then obviously not such a long daf here. Amud Beis is just going to talk about the order and the details of the Mishnah, and then, you know, so it's not going to be too much longer from here on out. Kol kinui nedarim kinedarim, all the slang that is like a neder, it has the same halachic status as a neder, and obviously we have to define those. Charamim kecharamim, same thing. For a cherim, what's the difference than a neder and a cherim? Now, cherim is not like you put somebody in cherim, that's a different phrase. Cherim means when you want to donate something to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Ushvuos keshvuos, a shvuos is like a shvuos. Nezirus kenezirus, that is the same. A shvuos is, we'll explain all the, I guess we'll get to that a little bit later. A shvu is usually a person swears he won't eat an item, etc., something like that, something to that effect. And nazir is obviously a nether to be a nazir. So all the slang are the same as the normal phrase that you would normally say. Right, all those phrases. These are the yados. These are the half. Phrases. Right? He doesn't say the full thing, meaning I am away from you, I'm going to taste from you, I'm going to eat from you, but meaning the implication being that I don't want to do that, and I'm ostering myself from doing all those things. So the Mishnah says, Osir, so that he is Osir, and again, we'll have to explain exactly what's going on. Menuda anilach, if a person says, I am menuda, a nidui is a cherim, right, is a concept of a cherim, being, separated from someone else. Rabbi Kiva hayachochech bazeh lahachmer. Rabbi Kiva thought, he wasn't sure, he thought to be machmer in that case, and then if a person said, I'm menuda to you, so then Rabbi Kiva would say that person should not benefit from the other person's stuff. But he was machmer. I mean, he wasn't sure, and obviously the Tanakhama disagrees. Right? Rabbi Kiva holds it that he thought he should be machmer. Tanakhama holds that, or the Chachamim would hold that you do not need to be machmer in that case. And obviously the Gemara will discuss it exactly. Okay, kol kinuye nedarim kinedarim. Mishnah, that's how the Mishnah started off. Maishnah gabi nazir delokatani lekulu. Maishnah gabi nedarim detekatani lekulu. By nazir, right, we do not have an exhaustive list. Right, the Mishnah went through. What is it? Neither flipping back. Nedarim, charamim, shvuos, neziros. By nazir, right, at the beginning of the Masechta, it just starts off with everything. Call all the types of nazir like nazir. Call kino neziros is like neziros. So right, if you look at Rashi, right, again, or what should be Rashi, right? The Ketani Hasam called Kinyan Neziros, and then if it's Ulomidi, it doesn't have anything else after that. So why over here are we giving all of the phrases as opposed to by Nazir? Pasha says the answer should be obvious, as the Gemara is going to explain, because Nazir is a Nazir, right? We're not explaining, we're not worried about all the other types of Shavuos, it's just a case of a Nazir. Okay, either way. Says the Gemara, because you have the psukim, right? You have the psukim by nether and shvu, they're written right next to each other. So therefore, tani tartin. So then, therefore, we taught both of them. They came into the tani tartin. Right, once you teach him two of the types of nedarim, so then tani lekulu. Then we talk about all the phrases. Okay, the Gemara says, but listening, kinu shvuos baser nedarim. If that's true, that if kinu that the shvu and neder are written together in the pasuk, why don't we list those back to back? Right, we stuck charamim in the middle there. So the Gemara says, well, I did tani nedarim de mitzer chefza alea, tani nami charamim de mitzer chefza alea. All right, once we're talking about a neder, which says that it's in dinner in the chefza, right? You're saying this item, this car, this cow, this piece of food is usher to me, so to acherim, that again we say that this piece of food goes to the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's on the chefta. Lafuke shvua, as opposed to a shvua, that what's the difference between a shvua and a nether? To usher nafshe min chefta, which in that scenario you're ushering yourself. A shvua is falls on the person. This is a classic, the first case of chefta gavra, where a nether falls on the item, and a shvua falls on the person. A bunch of nafkaminas that will come out from that. Again, just to give you one, depend that a nether has to be on an item. I mean, if you don't say a nether, if you don't have an actual item, right? If you say, I can't think of a good example, something that is not a real item, and that is usher to me, or something like an activity, let's say, a running is usher to me, in the lushan of a nether, so that would not work. You have to take an actual physical item, that's for a nether. Shvua is that a person says, I take a shvua not to X, Y, and Z, right? The shvua is on the person. So therefore, right, we wanted to teach nedarim and charamim, right, not shvua, and the shvua comes afterwards, right? Then we taught shvua right after that. So therefore, good. Okay. Now the Gemara says, furthermore, I don't understand. Pasach b'kinuyim, right? The first thing we said was the slang, right? Kol kinuy nedarim. Right, it talks about the slang, and then if you notice, right, the Mishnah umufarish yados. Right, it switches as I kind of like stuck in there. It switches to these half phrases. Right. So what's going on? Right, homer chavero and mudrani mimcha. Right, just one of the examples that we gave in the Mishnah. Visu and also yados inshe airi bahun. Yados meaning again we didn't. Yados inshi, right? I mean, yados, right, weren't even mentioned, right? Again, we said kol kinui nedarim kinedarim, and it didn't mention anything about yados. We kind of jumped to these half statements of the yados. So the Gemara answers, ari bahon enachanami. It really did deal with them v'chizuri mechzura, and we actually our Mishnah is missing some words or is unclear. V'ha'ak katani is what it meant to say. Kol kinui nedarim kinedarim v'yados nedarim kinedarim. It really meant to lump them in together. All the slang and all the half phrases of nedarim are also have the same halachic status as a nether. Okay, so Gemara says v'lifrish kinuyim bereisha. So well, then why don't we explain all the slang, all these secondary languages first? So Gemara says, well, ahud the solik minei, ahud the mafarish bereisha. Anytime, you don't always, when you start explaining something, you don't necessarily explain the first thing you mentioned. Sometimes you start explaining with the last thing you mentioned. So therefore, ahud the solik minei, the last thing we mentioned, right, that's what we start, ahud the mafarish bereisha, that's what we start explaining. Kiditzan, and I'll give you a couple examples of that, says the Gemara. But mevadlikin, right, we say it every Friday night, in madlikin, what do you light Shabbos candles with? And what don't you like Shabbos? Shabbos candles with? And the next phrase is Ein Madlikin, etc., etc., etc. So Bemet Tomdim, another parak in Shabbos. What are you allowed to use for Hatmana, for insulation? Uvamet Ein Tomdim. What can't you do? And then while we start explaining Ein Tomdim that you can't use X, Y, and Z. Bemet Isha Yotza. Bemet Eino Yotza. Well, again, another Hilchah Shabbos. What is a woman allowed to go out on Shabbos? And what she's not allowed to go out on Shabbos? Lo Seitzei Isha, etc., etc. So we see that sometimes you just start explaining the last thing that you mentioned. Okay, the Gemara says, but the problem is I have other examples where you start explaining the first thing you mentioned. Right, what are you talking about? Anytime you started explaining something, right, and mentioned something else, right, we don't explain it right away, right? Meaning, do we really always start with the second thing that we mentioned or the last thing that we mentioned? But tonight, I'll give you an example. Yishnochlin Manchilin. There are people who inherit and give their inheritance to. Nochlin Velo Manchilin, who inherit but don't give their inheritance to someone else. Velu Nochlin Manchilin. Then we go back and we explain the first type of people, group of people that we explained. And another example, Yesh Mutaros Lebalei and Vasuros Levamehem, again in Yavamos, are the women who are mutter to their husbands, but not to the Yavams. Mutaros Levamehem, Vasuros Lebalehem, and so they're mutter to the Yavams, but not to their husbands. And then it goes back to the beginning, and it says, Ve'elu Mutaros Lebalei and Vasuros Levamehem, and starts explaining the first case. Is another example. Yesh Tunos Shemen Ulavona, Shemen Velo Lavona. In Korban Minchas, sometimes have oil and Lavona and a type of frankincense, a type of incense. Sometimes it's oil and not Lavona. Velu Tunos Shemen Ulavona. Then it goes back to explain the first case. Yesh Tunos Hagasha, Veina Tunos Tunufa, also by Menachos. That sometimes they have to bring it to the Mizbeach, and sometimes they don't have to wave it all around. Tenufa v'lo hagasha, sometimes you have to wave it all around, and sometimes You don't have to bring it towards the mizbeach. And it goes back to explain the first case. Again, also by bechoros, right? Sometimes you have a firstborn who is for inheritance, but not for you don't need to do pidgin aben. And the reverse, and then it goes back and explains the first case. So the Gemara gives four or five examples where they started explaining the first case first and not the second. So Gemara says, halin mishum de avshule mefarishu de pasuk bereisha. Yeah, anytime there are a lot of examples, right? When you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so then you go in order, meaning you're starting with the first one. So Gemara says, what do you mean? What do you mean? The Mishnah that we said, an animal goes out on Shabbos wearing X, Y, and Z, and some things it can't go out. You just have those two cases, and then V'katani Yotze Gamal, we start talking about what an animal is allowed to go out with, i.e. the first case. Right, so we see that you do have a scenario where you only have two examples in the Mishnah, and we go back and we start explaining the first case in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, just to get to finish off the idea, right? El lav dafka. Really, the Gemara says, you're right. There's no real rhyme or reason why you start explaining the first or the second. Zimnin mefarish hu depazach bereisha, zimnin hu desalik mefarish bereisha. Sometimes they start explaining the first one, sometimes you start explaining the last case. All right, I'm going to give another answer tomorrow, but that will save for tomorrow's daf. Very exciting to start the Pesachta. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.